This is American Roots from New Orleans. I'm Nick Spitzer. The tune here by saxophonist Yusef Lateef is called Soul Sister. And we are calling this program Soul Sisters, with women who make soul music, but also blues, country, jazz, and more. It's as much about personal style as any one kind of music. So we'll hear from Betty Wright and Bonnie Raitt, Tina Turner and the Judds, Mavis Staples and Peggy Lee. Plus conversation with performers from the first generation of soul singers and songwriters, like Baby Washington, who took a practical view of her gigs and mother's appreciation of them.
It seems like she enjoyed it more than I did. To me, it was a job. Uh-huh. To her, it was, you know, she just loved it. I guess she figured I had sense enough to do my work and come back home. If not, I had to answer to her.
Then there's Maxine Brown, who recalled that for women, touring could be tough.
I remember Gladys Knight and I, we hit a place in Charlotte, and there was a truck bed for the stage. No one thought of any way of putting a ladder or something for the women to get up. No one thought of a dressing room. That was rough.
More Maxine Brown and Baby Washington coming up as we hear from soul sisters of many backgrounds with songs of pain and pleasure, pride and possibility. First up, a duo called the Soul Sisters, who weren't actually sisters. It's a Smokey McAllister song about love and resistance from 1964 on American Roots.
And have them hanging out on the line. I can start an iron 2 dozen shirts before you can count from 1 to 9. I can scoop up a great big dipper full of lard from the drippings can. Throw up the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan. 'Cause I'm a is shining like a dime. Feed the baby, grease the car, and powder my face at the same time. Get all dressed up, go out and swing till 4 a.m. and then lay down at 5, jump up at 6, and start all over again. 'Cause I'm a woman. Kitchen, give you the shivering bits, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. I got a $20 gold piece, says there ain't nothing I can do. I can make a dress out of a feed bag, and I can make a man out of you, 'cause I'm a woman.
Jeanettes with a soul jazz sound, Sally Go Round the Roses, 1963. The song written by Zell Sanders and Lona Stevens, a tale of life's choices and confusions. Before that, a tough but comedic brag, I'm a Woman, sung by Peggy Lee, written by two men, the iconic team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. And Jerry told me he intended it to be a tribute to his Jewish mother. Speaking of the Jeanettes in New York City, it was that girl group which our next guest would later join. In the late 50s and early 60s, those girl groups reigned high on the charts. From the Crystals to the Chiffons and Shirelles, young women's voices on record and radio were heard in harmony. Some broke out from the group mold to strike a solo path, writing their own songs. One of those was Justine Baby Washington.
Yesterday, you said goodbye to me. After I cried, I wanted you to set me free.
Baby Washington grew up in Harlem and became a noted R&B solo singer for Neptune Records with hits like The Time and then That's How Heartaches Are Made for Sue Records. But she started her career as a girl group singer with The Hearts and The Janettes. Baby shared with me stories from the road and the stage, including a pivotal moment that occurred backstage with The Hearts.
We were at the Apollo Theater and we saw our contract. And we went back to the manager to get an increase in our pay, and we were fired. So the band that worked with the Hearts, they asked me, did I want to sing and work with them, which I did. I was working with them, and then they mentioned the man that owned Neptune Records.
Donald Shaw?
Yes. And he had come out to listen to me, and I was playing The Time for him, and I guess he liked what he heard.
The Time, from 1959. I know over the years with Juggy Murray at Sue Records. What was the scene like at Sue for you as a recording scene?
Oh, he was just a lovely person, real nice person, easy to get along with. He came up with a lot of different songs at that time for me to learn and record, and it was just a pleasure working with him.
Well, That's How Heartaches Are Made is a memorable song from that period.
I think that was the first time that I'd heard strings behind my music.
Yeah.
And he had the vocals there, the musicians there. And it was just nice. And it was really nice.
They told me I was such a fool to love you. They say that you're the kind who never be true. Pretty soon.
What was the name you went by at that time? Your given name is...
Justine Washington.
Right.
But in the set of The Hearts that I was in, I was the youngest one. So they called me Baby.
Oh, so that's how you got Baby.
Yeah, that's how I got Baby.
Early on, you were with a group called The Hearts. Tell me about The Hearts.
I was with them when I was at this dance studio. And the lady, their manager, The Hearts manager, she came in. She wanted two girls to replace the ones that were just let go. And she chose me and another a singer. I was still in school, so we would travel like on the weekend, sing on the weekend. Then in the summer, I could travel with them.
How was it for you on the road as a woman? Was it difficult for you to be a solo lady out there doing this work and singing?
No, because I was chaperoned by Donald Shaw's sister, Estelle Johnson. She would, she traveled with me. On all my work.
She looked after the baby.
Yes, yes, that's the only way that my mother would allow that.
When you went on stage, how did you prepare yourself? Did you do anything special with your hair, costumes, outfits? What was the look you were going for as a performer on stage?
When I would go on stage, the manager, even in The Hearts, she would have our outfits that we would wear. When I was doing solo, the lady that chaperoned me, she would have outfits made for me. And my hair, I took care of it myself, and the makeup, I would watch her, and then I would learn from her or the other artists, you know.
How did your mom feel as you started to have these recordings be listened to on the radio and have hits? Did she feel pretty good about it happening?
It seems like she enjoyed it more than I did. To me, it was a job. Uh-huh. To her, it was, you know, she just loved it. Uh-huh. I guess she figured I had sense enough to do my work and come back home, okay? If not, I had to answer to her.
How do you feel as you look back over the career that you had in music? Are there things you had wished for that you didn't get to do, or the things you were happy with?
I didn't have a prom because I was working.
Oh, so, that hurts. People probably danced to your music at proms.
Isn't that something?
But you didn't get to go.
No, I was working.
Baby Washington, what should we go out on our conversation with?
How about workout?
How about workout?
I think that might do it.
Thank you so much for talking with me here on American Roots.
My pleasure, Nick.
I said he told me violets were blue. I said he told me roses were red. But when he told me, babe, I love you, he almost drove me out of my head. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, baby, work out. When he walks, the sun shines all day. And when he talks, I let him have his way. When he smiles at me, oh my soul, I seem to love him more and more. Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Now, baby, work out. I call him Venus, my planet of love. As long as he is mine, the stars will shine above. I search the east, search the west, but he's the only one I find that I love best.
Baby, you're traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Making it easy for the clean up woman to get my woman will wipe his blues away. She'll give him plenty loving 24 hours a day. The clean up woman, she'll sweep him off his feet. She's the one who'll take him in when you dump him in the street. So take a tip, you better get hip to the clean up woman, 'cause she's tough.
Betty Wright, 1971, and her finger-popping, chart-topping hit, Clean Up Woman, written by Willie Clark and Clarence Reed. Before that, memories from soul singer Baby Washington. We caught up with Ms. Washington when she was in New Orleans for the Ponderosa Stomp. Coming up, some blue-eyed soul sisters in R&B and bluesy country music when American Roots returns.